Rick, what is the Alberta Regional Innovation Network?
So the Alberta Regional Innovation Network is actually a compilation of networks across the province. We will have approximately 9 regional networks within the next 12 to 24 months that include Grand Prairie, Edmonton, East Central Alberta, Red Deer, Calgary, Medicine Hat, Lethbridge, Fort McMurray, and that's the 9 in total.
Is there really that much activity going on all around the province?
Yeah, every one of those areas contains a population of at least 45,000 to 60,000 people. And then, of course, as we get into the Red Deers and the Edmontons and Calgarys of the world, it goes exponential on us. But there's a college in each region. There's a small business community that's usually manufacturing or agricultural based. And there's a big push on innovation and development from those little companies. And in some areas like Grand Prairie, as we know, there's a plethora of inventors creating patents and new technologies. And so the regional network idea was an attempt to bring together the technical organizations, the economic development organizations, some of the funding organizations like Community Futures, the National Research Council, and our Technology Development Advisor Program under one umbrella within the community so that they were all working in the interests of business, helping businesses to grow and not working competitively. So we provide funding assistance for those groups to come together, to form a network, to hire a network advisor or network manager. They can then apply to get a technology development advisor, which is an experienced gray-haired retired businessman who can consult with businesses and help mentor them. And then they have access to all of the activities, infrastructure, and capabilities from all of the rest of the networks around the province. So they're all linked as well, very explicitly linked to help each other solve business-related problems.
Two of those regions would have Edmonton and the University of Alberta, and then the other one would have Calgary, the University of Calgary. Those are two very big players. How do you balance things out between the other regions and these two major centers?
Well, yes, of course, they're approximately 10 to 20 times the size of some of the very small organizations in terms of overall funding. The University of Calgary's Innovate Calgary is about a $7 to $8 million a year operation. And by contrast, in Red Deer, the organization's about $300,000 to $400,000 a year. So they dwarf them. But what they do have already is they have services and capabilities that need not be duplicated in the regions. For example, Innovate Calgary can provide patenting services to the regions. They can provide technology commercialization assistance. They can provide mentors that could go out to the regions and help them, all with the purpose of providing a service that wouldn't require the region to duplicate and, in any case, request our support to help them get the service that they can simply purchase from or borrow, as the case may be, from Calgary. So we provide them with funding to access those services from the region, but by no means are they controlled by Calgary or Edmonton. It's strictly on a service basis.
Can you give me some examples of how this might work, say, for someone in the Grand Prairie area? Do you have examples of companies or inventors you've worked with?
Well, I can give you a direct example, yes. It's not in Grand Prairie, in fact. It comes out of Calgary, Sylvan Lake, and Red Deer, where an inventor in the Calgary area wanted to create car parts made out of hemp, and literally organically grown plastic components that come together with the fiber and the chaff and various binders, and they mold car parts. And how this came to be was this is a gentleman who's trying to make an electric car program for Canada. And what he quite simply does is works with the people at Vegreville to get access to the chaff. They take the product in a bulk format to an organization in Sylvan Lake that has a machine lathe that makes parts for boats. They machine the door panel down to the size he wants, and the people at Red Deer help assemble the car parts. So what we actually have is basically a guy who started out in Calgary looking for ways to do this. The Calgary group connected with the Red Deer group and connected with the Vegreville group, and they closed the loop on this and started manufacturing car parts. With people in the Peace region, We were actually in the process of setting up an event where the Peace Region entrepreneurs would actually come to Edmonton, and we would get them in front of marketing experts, technical experts, and perhaps investor people to look at some of the product opportunities they have up there, and again, put them in front of people who are doing voucher applications to help get them funding for projects. The Peace Region is one of the more active in the province, and they actually have a long list of successes of companies that have made it up there in the oil and gas industry through accessing their regional network, the Center for Research and Innovation.
This sounds like it's definitely a program that is there to help bring these people together or find the resources that they need for their products or their inventions to sort of go forth. But what do you see as being perhaps some of the challenges that either you face or just innovation in general in Alberta? What are some of the concerns at this time that you're trying to overcome?
The biggest challenge I think we have is it's twofold, actually. It's actually reach. And by increasing our reach, the second problem will be funding. But more importantly, the first is reach. With all of the groups that we've brought together, we estimate that we touch about 2,000 to 3,000 companies in the province every year. When you think about that, it sounds like a lot. But there's approximately 180,000 companies in Alberta. Most of them are small and medium-sized enterprises. We estimate about 22,000 of them are technology firms. So we touch 3,000 of 22,000 technology companies. We'd like to double that number. And so the idea of bringing the networks together is that we can actually have more resources sort of collaboratively working together so we can actually handle more companies. Now, the minute we double the number of companies coming into the funnel to 6,000, how do we fund 6,000 companies? That's the second problem. Until we start ramping up the number of companies that we're actually dealing with, we won't actually realize that there might be insufficient funding. But that's a good problem to have. We know that the government would support us when we report back to them that we've now got twice as many customers as we used to have. We need a little bit more funding into this area. It's not a lot of money, but it's a nice problem to have, I think.
For people who want to get involved in this network or take advantage of what you're offering, how do they get in touch?
Right. So on the Technology Futures website, there is a piece about the regional networks. Each regional network has a phone number to call and a person to speak to and an email address if that's the choice of the potential inquirer that they want to get to them. Eventually, there will be a much more connected system. Right now, it's a direct phone call to the place in the region, or it's a call to the connector service. And on our website, there's a direct link to the Alberta Connector Service, and they can also help the person make contact in their region.
Now, the Regional Innovation Network, it's not the only thing that you're involved with. What are some of the other agencies that you're looking after or programs?
Well, we have a large number of programs, actually. The Alberta Innovation Voucher Program, $15,000, and the $50,000 program is another such program. We have the Commercialization Associates and R&D Associates, and as I characterize them, this is where companies want to hire a recent grad or a person with 5 to 10 years of business experience to come and work in their company. They can get funding to support that initiative. We now have, as of about November 30th, the Product Demonstration Fund, where companies who are just ready to take a new product to market, you need that little bit of extra work that's usually quite expensive to actually take the product to market. We can support that that initiative now. As I mentioned earlier, we support technology development advisors in the regions. And then the whole Nano Alberta program, which is, you know, helping companies that are in that nano space to commercialize new products as part of that portfolio as well. So it's pretty significant. It's a portfolio of about $35 million a year, and we never seem to have any money left over. So it's well subscribed.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Oh, thank you.